Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Alan Chartok. Joining us today is Julia Soto-Leventritt, an elder care case manager, bereavement facilitator, and therapeutic activities director. Leventritt, the owner of Spontaneous Care Communications, is the author of a new book called As Long As You Sing, I'll Dance. She is also the director of the Lullaby Project. Julia Soto-Leventritt, welcome to the Roundtable. I guess I should start by asking you, what do you mean when you talk about as long as you sing, I'll dance?
Thank you, Alan. Glad to be here. As long as you sing, I'll dance are words that I said. It's actually from a story of caregiving when I was working as a activities director in a CCRC, continuing care retirement community. I was working with Angelina, and Angelina was in her 90s and wheelchair bound, and several strokes had happened to her, and she was not very verbal or didn't have much ability to move. So I was doing a music and movement session, and I said to Angelina, I said, we were doing Row, Row, Row Your Boat, and she started to sing Row, 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 which was the first time I'd heard that much of three words in a row, 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 Row. And I said to her, as long as you sing, I'll dance. And she got the message, and she continued to verbalize, but she went into like a kind of like doo-dee-dahs and jazz scats and sounds and the big beaming smile. And I just danced and danced, and everyone was watching us. So it became like a moment of realization for me later on that this was what my book was about.
Now, in reading the book, it's clear that what you do is lay out a whole bunch of different activities. Why do you do that?
Well, this book is written to help caregivers care for people who have cognitive loss or physical disabilities. What I'm trying to do is show them that they have many options to communicate with the people they care for, and we have to accept that we cannot just communicate verbally like we're talking to one another now, that there are many other ways to communicate that will communicate with people who have dementia especially.
So what are some of the activities, Julia?
Well, the activities are, I can give you like a list from the first chapter of the rhythmic movements and spontaneous songs, like conducting, which is about the leader's communication to performers. And it's based on my observation of a five-week-old reacting to the sound of the music mobile over her crib. The second chapter is spontaneous songs. These are ways that we call to each other. And the third one is greetings, familiar calls from long ago, humming, ways of rocking, swaying, using movement that you may not regularly think of when you're caregiving, if you're caregiving from a strict right brain approach, which is step after step after step, and then I'm finished with you, and I'll go on to the next one.
Is this a book that ought to be read by every nursing home that specializes in dementia of one kind or another?
I would hope so. I am very interested in test marketing this book in education programs for CNAs, for nursing
CNA.
Students, certified nursing assistants,
okay.
For any nursing, geriatric nursing students, also even in physicians for medical students. This is an interesting approach that, unfortunately, we may be losing these traditions of caregiving.
Why should we do this? In other words, if somebody's got severe dementia, and I don't want to seem uncaring or anything, clearly they are in a different place. Now, I know that there's a reason for this. The reason, I suspect, is so that you could give somebody, at whatever stage of life, a better time.
Yes, that's a reason for sure that these people should be given the same care as we would give to anyone. But also, this approach to caregiving, which I call reciprocal care.
I want to talk to you about that. So don't go too far away from that word reciprocal, okay?
Okay. What I'm talking about by when I say reciprocal is I mean an interactive way of approaching each other. It's a method of caregiving that is about mutual exchange and change. So let me go back to where I got most of my inspiration from, which was my Lullabies project in New York City.
What was that?
That was a project which I got grants for from several sources, state and national and local, to go around and record on site in homes, nurseries, even in old age, in nursing homes, the way that people use their voice and their body to communicate, sing, lull, or tell stories with their loved ones. Some of it was done in institutions. Most of it was done in actual homes. I put out flyers called Lullaby Singers Wanted.
What does the word lullaby mean to you?
Lullaby is any song or method, a way of communication that calms, soothes, lulls a person, and also calms and soothes the person who's starting the lullaby. And it is interactive and reciprocal caregiving as well.
The word reciprocal, Julia, has in it, at least I assume, the word respect. In other words, it can't be reciprocal if somebody is just, quote, doing a job and getting by, as opposed to really caring about the person on the other side of the window.
That's real cool. I love what you just picked up on, because reciprocal means the same, not that we're opposite each other. It means there's a mutual, something mutual that we can discover together. And what I was getting to with the lullaby was that I saw that you could not slow down or soothe or comfort or communicate in this special way without first soothing yourself. Singing inward goes along with singing outward. Caregiving inward goes along with caregiving to others. Care give, care get. That's the reciprocal process or method that I'm talking about. And why we should do it is because we are moving at a much faster speed than we ever were meant to be moving in caregiving, in institution, and caregiving at home, where people are 24/7 working, caregiving for both ends of the family. And we were never, as human beings, meant to be moving at this type of this speed. So things can get very stressful. Stressed care in a stressful environment is not really a quality care for either person. So that's what I'm talking about.
Have you ever personally been involved in one of these relationships?
Yes. I practice this right now with you. I practice reciprocal care. I'm in the moment. I'm heart to heart with you. I'm trying to walk in your shoes as well as Alan for this fabulous station, which I love and listen to as I am rushing around myself. It grounds me. Your voices are like in the darkness of the storm sometimes in our lives.
I get that, and I appreciate it very, very much. I really do. I'm touched by it. But have you ever been in a dementia-type relationship with somebody who has that and had to be the principal caregiver?
Well, let's put it this way.
In a familial sense?
In a family sense,
yes.
Yeah. Well, the book is strongly motivated by the fact that a couple of decades ago, my mother started to exhibit strong signs of dementia, and it began with me, actually. She, when I walked into the kitchen, I was visiting, I was coming in from New York City, but I'd been there a while. She just turned to me and said, "By the way, I've been meaning to ask you, who are you anyway?"
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I felt the shock of how do you communicate with someone who no longer knows you? And she really didn't know me, though it did change over time. So my experience then was that I rejected, I denied, I tried to prove that I was her daughter many times, but it only made her feel troubled,
more anxious,
exasperated, more anxious. And we at that time didn't know as much as we know now about dementias. And my father thought she was just a lazy girl as she began to just sit and wait for breakfast. And it was a very tortuous time for my entire family. And I have learned since that, and looking back, that she didn't know who I was. And the best times since her dementia, after her dementia set in, were when I could just be in the moment with her, try to walk in her shoes and not ask her to know me exactly, you know? And that's how I could find her as a human being. And I began to understand that my options were to sit and try to play the piano for her. She didn't know who I was. She sometimes thought I was my sister's daughter. So my options were to sit and look out the window with her. She loved to watch the moon, and I would take her to the outside to look at the moon. So I found other ways of communicating that were so tender.
The book, for all of you who are listening to my conversation with Julia Soto Leventritt, is As Long As You Sing, I'll Dance, The Bond, Not the Burden, The Blessing of Reciprocal Caregiving. So let's talk about that for a moment, because it seems to me this is essential to what you're doing here. We've already talked about the idea of respect, but also reciprocal. And I'm thinking, my mother, by the time it was over, had some dementia, and in her upper 80s. And we all know that in some ways, I hate to say this, we're next. So reciprocal becomes the knowledge that I'm being nice to somebody right now. I'm doing lovely things with my mother or whatever, but I sure hope that somebody will be there to do that with me.
Right. Yes, I sort of wrote it as a handbook for someone, you know. I'm hoping they're there for me. I'll just say, well, you know, go to this book and pick out any page, and I'll be feeling like you know who I am, and I know who you are, you know. Sure, we have to learn from each other everywhere, and I mean, it's okay that we have cubicles to work in at our offices, but I think the major thing that can happen there is the human exchange. And we may not have time for that, but it can be as gentle as how are you doing by the water cooler.
You know. But, you know, I'm a bit of a folk singer. I follow Pete Seeger and play the banjo and do all of that. And you've listed some of my favorite songs in your book, things like You Are My Sunshine, always one of my favorites, and some other very simple songs that people could remember quite easily. But people with no memories might find that hard to do. Yes?
Not true.
Okay, no, tell me.
Not true. The any kind of real singing or humming or la la lulu, these sounds help take us back to the original heartbeat that we were with in the womb, and that's a big piece of my teaching and my learning, is that before birth, the powerful drumbeat of the mother's heart makes us feel safe, comfortable, and held. And then when we're born, the first heartbeat disappears. And so we go through life looking for ways to connect with each other. And the simplest sound of the voice voice tone and sound are very important for caring of people, and of course between lovers, it's very essential. It's very intimate, and so any song that has that love sound in it, or has a rhythm that imitates the heartbeat, can be offer safety, security, accommodation, holding, and can be used. So I think that there's also imagery in these songs too, sunshine. These are things that people, it's a myth that people with dementia don't have some sort of memory. They do. They have a lot of different kinds of memory, especially like the hardwired memories. When you say sunshine, the fire is one of our hardwired memories, the fire in the fireplace. A smile is something they call, is a hardwired memory that we are born with. So I really think that these songs that Pete Seeger sang that are in the book or others there are like row, row, row.
Sure.
Just repeat sound, row, 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 the heartbeat, 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 you know.
But what I love about you and your book is that you really care. And I'm trying to figure out how you can teach anybody to really care.
I've been asked and I've been mocked.
I'm not mocking you.
No, but some people are extremely cynical about this, and for good reason. Some people really have never had the nurturing or the caregiving, and that's one of my
So it's hard to give it back.
Yeah, get to that, because if you haven't had the nurturing and caregiving, and part of what I've written about in here is that the lullaby tradition itself is really in danger of disappearing completely. Mm. And I refer to Margaret Mead's comment that a mother who's nursing holds her baby with her body a certain way. The next generation may not nurse, but may bottle feed and still hold the body in the same way. But the following generation will lose that connection of the body holding. So I think we are in tremendous danger of losing the human ways of communicating, caring, and loving. And I do care about that. And I've always cared about it. And I think my special background in the lullaby recording, and that's a mission I've had since the early 80s, and I was carried through, I was still doing New York Council for the Humanities in Vermont in the late 90s with lullabies.
I can't say how much I admire what you're doing. The book is As Long As You Sing, I'll Dance, The Bond, Not the Burden, The Blessings of Reciprocal Caregiving, from Julia Soto Leventritt. Let me just say, we are in a society now where the odds of somebody in your family or you getting dementia are going up and up and up. And so I'd recommend everybody take a look at the book. Again, As Long As You Sing, I'll Dance, The Bond, Not the Burden, The Blessing of Reciprocal Caregiving, Julia Soto Leventritt, and you can get it on Amazon. Julia, we appreciate your being with us.
Oh, thank you so much, Alan. It was a pleasure.
And it's rock-a-bye, baby, all on the treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock. When the bell breaks, the cradle will fall. And down will come baby, cradle and all. He's a handsome baby, too, with his eyes so big and blue. Tiny hands and little lips and such dainty fingertips. Rock-a-bye, baby, all on the treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock. When the bough breaks, the cradle will fall. And down will come baby, cradle and all. She's the prettiest girl in town, with her eyes so big and brown. Tiny hands and little lips and such dainty fingertips. Rock-a-bye, baby, all on the treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock. When the bough breaks, the cradle will fall. And down will come baby, cradle and all.